The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome to another Bite by Bite. He's Michael Coleman, heart of Alabama Food Bank. They cover 35 wonderful counties in the great state of Alabama. He's the CEO. And of course, this is a little show. We talk about businesses and non-for-profits and really feeding America and the non-for-profit business that is our food banks, and does a wonderful job. And today, very, very easy. Food is medicine. What do you mean by that, Michael?
Yeah, so we there's a movement going on within that's wrapped around nutrition and the fact of health. Health-related items are so closely connected with the food that we eat. And so this is not some call to just people eat healthier. This is realizing that there's a lot of people in our nation who are food insecure, who end up eating things that forces them into a situation to where the food that they're putting in their bodies is actually hurting them to the point that they can't overcome some of the issues that they have. So let me give you an example. Some of the new federal legislation that's come out is requiring hospitals, and I think it begins in 2024, may have been some in 2023. Of course, lots of states already have this, is to where you have to do a health assessment on the people that you're serving. And part of that health assessment is determining whether they're food insecure or not. And so the question is, okay, once you determine they're food insecure, then what does that mean in regards to their treatment? So one of the approaches we're doing, and this is not a novel approach, this is being done in other food banks, but we're just looking at starting it here, is we are creating almost like a market space, a small, in one of our warehouses, almost like an aisle that's going to have freezers and coolers, like you would see in a regular grocery store. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start off in combination and in partnership with our healthcare services. So this is going to be kind of what it looks like. There's going to be people who are on dialysis. And for those who don't know, dialysis is 3 hours a day, 3 days a week. It really is incredibly draining on somebody. It's very difficult. So we're starting some work with the Kidney Foundation here to then say, take those who are food insecure and receiving dialysis. So these are people who really already have some life issues, mm-hmm. and are trying to stay alive, and they need to be eating healthy as possible. So what ends up happening is they recognize they may have a dietitian there, but that dietitian recognizes when those people go back home, they either don't have access to food because they don't have a grocery store in their county, but they don't have the means to drive to another county on a regular basis. They may have had to get assistance just to have the money to drive to get the dialysis.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where so many people in communities are. So what we're trying to say is, look, let us step in partnership with you. You give them a voucher, and then they will be able, because what they've done on the front end is identify they're both food insecure and they're receiving this critical health treatment. So food is medicine. Part of their treatment will be they can come here, and then they can go through and get fresh produce and proteins and healthy items, and not always just processed food and things that lots of times you have to get out of a Dollar General and things of that nature. And so they can come through and get a certain amount of poundage of food that they can then take with them. Of course, that's absolutely no cost to them. And it will help them build up their own immune systems, their own health system internally. The more that they eat, the better that they eat, which will then give them a much higher rate of success through the dialysis. And then, of course, that doesn't solve the problem of kidney failure and all of those kind of things. But I think the healthcare system is understanding the role that nutrition is playing, and that there's just a significant amount of people who are going through cancer treatments, who are going through kidney dialysis, who have heart ailments. And they're trying to get them on a better diet. They're trying to get them, but those people simply don't have the means. They either don't have any food at home or very little food, or they don't have access to the food that they need. And so we're saying, look, yes, we are trying to help our community, not help those who are food insecure overcome those issues. But this is a very targeted approach where we're understanding that food is actually medicine, is going to do them, that there's no pill that a doctor can prescribe that's going to provide for them what a balanced, nutritious meal will.
And I think this is something that we have really missed the boat on, particularly in this country, when you're talking roughly 32-33% of Americans are morbidly obese. We have a Feeding America problem. We don't have enough food to feed people, yet we have 30% of our population that's morbidly obese. If you go into any doctor's office and there's 20 people in there, there's a good chance of 17 or 18 of them are morbidly obese. So do the math.
And I will tell you, and it's because, well, there's several factors. One of those factors is, just like I talked about, you're food insecure, you end up getting processed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's going to come with higher calories, chemicals, all the other kind of stuff that's not healthy. One of the main drivers of that is that you see in the poverty community is just they do not know health information and how that translates. So a good example would be, usually you don't see people in poverty understand how to read a food label and break it down like, okay, this has a certain amount of fats, this has and they're not guided by their eating. So if you have a bag of Oreos, you just eat, and if that's all you have, you just eat until you're full. Now, That's what I'm pretending heaven is like. Unending Oreos.
You always use Oreos.
That's all I want. Big bucket of Oreos. But as much as I would like to sit there and eat a sleeve of Oreos, I know that if I do that, I'm going to gain weight. That's going to lead to diabetes. And then, of course, and so many, that's what obesity does. It affects health in so many ways. And a lot of it is because there's just not information that helps them make informed decisions. And a lot of people say, well, that's ridiculous. I pay attention to those. The food labels are that generally help the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And so the food labels are there and they're very informative. What I'm saying is, in poverty culture, and it doesn't matter whether you're talking about Black poverty, white poverty, Hispanic poverty, it's not a tool that's typically used to inform your decisions. And so when you're saying, I just need whatever food there is, well, our country makes cheaper food more readily available. I used this example before, so forgive me if I'm repeating myself. Back in 2007, and the reason I remember the date is because I was on an Israel trip when Nick Saban got hired. To coach Alabama, so I remember exactly when it was. But I was on a plane with somebody who was from Israel going back home. And she said, Michael, what did you learn about, or what did you appreciate and what didn't you appreciate? And one of the things she didn't appreciate was, she said, your whole food system is backwards. And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, it cost me $1 to go into a grocery store and to buy an orange. So I can take that same dollar and get a double cheeseburger off the value meal at McDonald's. And so an orange doesn't feel like supper, but a double cheeseburger could.
Mm-hmm.
So most people that aren't driven by health concerns or information, understanding how it affects their health, are going to do what most people, they're going to go buy, spend the dollar on the double cheeseburger and maybe three double cheeseburgers, mm-hmm. For $3. And it's because our society puts forth so much junk food and so much fast food, and so many of us eat out of convenience. And then you compound that with just the lack of understanding of how to navigate that space. And then you have people getting feet amputated because of diabetes, people dying because of diabetes, having heart conditions. And so what we're saying is, look, we can't solve all the problems in the healthcare field, but one thing we clearly know is food can be used like medicine to equip those who are food insecure to help live a more healthy life and overcome things like cancer and diabetes and all that. And we just want to be a part. We just want to be in that space, helping our community overcome some of the more difficult challenges.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.